Hey everyone, it's me, Christopher, for English for You.
Right, and I'm Laura.
Woo! I'm excited. Okay. Today, we are going to talk about a novel or a book that was written a long time ago. But in the beginning of the book, before we get there, I mean, I just want to discuss one thing.
Right, okay.
The guy in the story has a dream.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you've ever had a dream when you were a child. Now, this isn't a dream like sleeping, but something you want to be or do when you're older.
Lots, okay. I wanted to be a princess. I mean, that's what most girls
princess.
Would want to.
So is this a dream that's possible? Probably less possible.
Excuse me, it could be possible.
I'm sorry, okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm a princess in my parents' eyes.
Okay, but where's the Prince of Taiwan?
Ooh, that doesn't sound very...
I know, there's no prince as far as I know.
Anyway, okay, a dream that may come true, I think. I don't know, I was pretty happy as a child, so I wasn't really like thinking about, oh, what should I do instead of, you know, my happy childhood life. What about you?
This is my college dream, was to become a teacher. Because so many teachers inspired me. I was like, I want to teach and inspire others. So, kids, write to me and let me know if I inspire you to be a teacher or to learn more English. But let's get on to the article.
Yeah, let's do that.
Reading.
Robinson Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe, a teenager living in northeast England, is being pressured by his father to study law. Yet Robinson longs instead to travel the seas. His father is not happy with this idea and tells him to lead a safe life. The teenager contemplates this, but he runs away from home and takes a boat to London. Though the boat hits a storm, Robinson continues traveling to London by land. Once in London, he decides to become a sailor. Life is great, but he doesn't always have the best of luck. On one of his voyages, Robinson's ship is boarded by pirates. They capture Robinson and enslave him. Though he works obediently, he waits for a chance to break free. One day, his master asks him to catch fish for lunch. Robinson sees this as his chance to escape. He heads out in a small boat and then sails away to be free. Robinson travels down the coast of Africa, but gets lost and is running out of food and water. Fortunately, he is rescued by a passing ship bound for Brazil and travels to South America.
Okay, so Robinson Crusoe, a teenager living in northeast England, is being pressured by his father to study law.
So let's take a look at this word teenager.
Right.
Okay, like, notice the numbers 13, 14, 15. There's a teen, T-E-N,
yes,
at the end of each word. So, 大家有没有发现13到19呢，诶，这两个数字，这个数字中间啊，介于13跟19的数字，他们后面都有压一个 teen, 13, 14, 15。那因此呢，今天课文呢，我们看到的 teenager 用来形容这个主角呢，就是指呢，他是个差不多可能十几岁的青少年这样子的意思啦。那他是来自哪里呢？我们这里看到一个方向就是 northeast。Okay, we know north 就是北边，然后 east 就是东边，所以 northeast 很简单推敲就是东北的。而我们还看到一个片语 be pressured by, 就是被谁就是逼迫这样子的意思。所以今天呢，大家有没有猜到我们要讲的非常经典的一个故事呢，就是呢鲁滨逊漂流记哦。那这本小说呢，可是被认为是第一本用英文呢以日记形式写的小说，所以呢，事实上呢，这个老少咸宜啊，很多这个读者都非常喜欢它里面的这个精彩的历程哦。OK, 那一开始呢，这个课文呢就提到这个主角呢，他住在英国的东北方的一个青少年，他被他爸爸逼迫要念法律 law。
All right, have you ever been pressured to do something by your parents?
I was actually, yeah, actually, this is really funny. I was sort of pressured by my parents to study law as well. But instead, I studied marketing, and then later in my master's degree, I studied international relations, which is not law.
Interesting. Okay, back to our article.
Okay.
Yet Robinson longs instead to travel the seas. Okay, so we see long, and we're not talking about a great distance, like the 7-Eleven is a long way away, which we know is not true. In Taiwan, 7-Elevens are close.
It's everywhere.
And we're also not meaning long as in a great amount of time, but we're actually talking about a desire. Long means to want to do something very much. So you could say, I long to go to America. It means you want to travel there. It's something you really, really want to do.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Here's our example. Shelley has longed to study at one of the universities in Cambridge ever since she was 10. Shelley has longed to study at one of the universities in Cambridge, which is in England, ever since she was 10.
Wow.
Long is really easy to spell because it's like the other longs, you know, L-O-N-G. L-O-N-G.
Wow. Okay, we also saw that that word, yet.
Yes.
At the very beginning of that sentence we just saw. Okay, yet 呢其实是有转折语气，就是说然而怎么样怎么样。它后面我们有看到一个字，就是刚刚 Chris 解释到的 long， 注意哦，在这里它不是指长这个形容词哦，而是当作动词，表示很渴望， really, really want to。那后面我们通常会说 long to do something。For example, if you say, we all long to live in peace, that just means we all long for peace. You can also use long for plus a noun. And when you say, I'm longing to see you again, okay, that just means you really, really want to see that person again.
Yeah.
OK, 所以呢课文的这个鲁滨逊呢他是一个非常个性啊非常爽朗的热血青年哦他非常呢想要就是不想要做他爸爸想要他念这个法律这样的一个希望哦而是想要呢去探索他的一些不同的一个人生哦难怪这本书会很多受很多的年轻读者喜欢因为相信很多人呢可能呢拥有的梦想跟爸爸想要你做的事情是不同的想要体验不同的人生。
Okay, so his father is not happy with this idea about traveling over the seas and tells him to lead a safe life.
Okay, that's like most parents, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I want to explain this phrase, though, lead a blah 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 life.
Okay,
lead a 什么样的 life 呢？就是过什么样的生活这样的意思哦。So it just means to have a specific kind of life.
Right.
Okay, for example, if I say they chose to lead a quiet life, that just means they chose to live a quiet life.
Right.
Okay, 所以很简单，这一句的例句就是他们选择过非常安静的生活。Okay, let's continue reading and find out more.
Okay, the teenager contemplates this, but he runs away from home and takes a boat to London. Okay, so we see that word there, contemplate. So contemplate means to spend time considering a future action. Maybe you're contemplating which college you would want to go to, or you're contemplating maybe even what you want to have for dinner. It can also mean, or to consider a particular thing for a very long time. So there's contemplate for like a future action that might be tonight, and then there's contemplate like something 5-6 years down the road, something very long. And contemplate, we spell C-O-N-T-E-M-P-L-A-T-E. C-O-N-T-E-M-P-L-A-T-E.
That's a big word. Contemplate 就是呢仔细考虑这样子的意思哦。所以在课文刚刚是说呢他不过他这个可能父亲说哎你这个要过的一个非常的平就是很平顺啊就是很一般的生活这样过的这样子就好了不要想太多。可是呢这个鲁滨逊他不要他想要就是踏上一个非常精彩的一个人生所以他就悄悄怎么样离家出走嘞他就坐了一艘船然后到了 London, 伦敦展开他的冒险生涯。
Okay, so though the boat hits a storm, Robinson continues traveling to London by land. So when we say by land, that means he's no longer on the sea, on the ocean. He's walking by foot, or maybe he's in a wagon, because it's a long time ago. Then, once in London, he decides to become a sailor.
Wow, nice. Yeah. Okay. 那刚刚呢，在两句话当中，我们先看到有一句写 though something something。那注意呢 ，though 就是虽然怎么样。那在中文呢，哎，我们说虽然怎么样，可是怎么样。可注意英文呢 ，though 跟 but 是不能出现在一个句子哦。所以我们看到后面是没有 but。他刚刚提到是虽然船很不幸的遇到暴风雨，但是还是坚持要到伦敦，即使是改用怎么样，陆地上可能像是行走啊，或是刚在坐在马车上，刚 Chris 有提到呢，他都还是要到这个另外一个地方去哦。那刚刚呢，克隆住第二个句子，接下来说 ，Once in London, he decides to become a sailor. Now here, once is used as a conjunction, 就是连接词，它就是表示一旦怎么样怎么样。It just means as soon as.
Right.
Okay, so let's continue. So we also saw the word sailor. What
right.
does that word mean?
Okay, so a sailor is a person who works on a boat or ship, and it's spelled S-A-I-L-O-R.S-A-I-L-O-R. So sail, like on a ship, you have that curtain of sorts that you use. It's called a sail. S-A-I-L. Sail. But we'll say sailor.
Okay.
And, we'll continue with the article. Life is great, but he doesn't have the best of luck. Alright, so best of luck is informal. It's used to say that you hope someone will succeed. We're sorry that you're leaving.Or like someone's leaving, you said, we're sorry that you're leaving. Best of luck to you and your new job.
Oh, okay. So best of luck 就是有好运气，通常用来祝福人。可是在课文是说呢，其实呢，这常常鲁滨逊呢，他没有常遇到非常好的运啊。所但是呢，他还是充满雄心，想要挑战生活中种种考验，然后成为一个 sailor， 就是一个水手或是船员哦。
Okay, so on one of his voyages, or trips, Robinson's ship is boarded by pirates. Oh no, okay, so a pirate is a person who sails on a ship and attacks other ships in order to steal from them.
Oh.
Yeah, so they sometimes have an eye patch and a parrot, and a peg leg, and a hook hand.
Okay,
well, at least in the movies.
Hook.
Captain Hook is a pirate.
Oh.
All right, our example for pirate.Actor Johnny Depp plays the pirate Jack Sparrow in a series of movies, The Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean. So we spell pirate P-I-R-A-T-E. P-I-R-A-T-E. Pirate.
He's probably the most attractive part I know. Well, anyway.
Who, Johnny Depp?
Yeah, okay. Voyage 其实就是那个这个航海。这样子的意思或是航行，那通常我们会用 voyages 来表示航海这个游记或是航海日记这样的意思哦。那 board 呢就是上船，或者是你可以上车上飞机都可以用 board 这个字。那 pirate 刚刚我们提到的呢，就是讲到这个海盗这样的意思。那常常呢，我们看到它有什么 eye patch， 就是一个眼罩，对不对？然后还有就是像是虎克船长在 Peter Pan 里面，我们就看到它有一个勾勾，一个 hook。Okay, let's continue.
So, the pirates, they capture Robinson and enslave him.
Ooh, okay, so 他们把 Robinson 给 capture, 给抓了。但而且呢还怎么样 ,enslave. 我们都知道 slave 就是奴隶这样的意思。所以 enslave 呢就是让他使他做这个奴隶这样的意思。
Though he works obediently, he waits for his chance to break free.Obediently, it's an adverb. It means doing or willing to do what you have been told by someone in authority. So, students obediently studied for the final exam as their teacher had asked them to do. Students obediently studied for the final exam as their teacher had asked them to do.
Okay, obediently 就是这个服从的、顺从的这样的意思，而 break free 呢就是逃脱这样的意思哦。Now break free is our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Ooh.
Shortcut for you.
I really love walking around the zoo.
Me too. It's great seeing different kinds of animals.
What's all that noise over there?
Uh-oh. A lion is breaking free from its cage.
What did it break?
Nothing. Break free means to escape.
Oh no! Break free is 脱逃。We should get out of here then.
Right. But with so many people around, we need to break free from the zoo first.
That's right then.
Okay, so back to the article. One day, his master asks him to catch fish for lunch. Mm-hmm. Robinson sees this as his chance to escape. He heads out in a small boat and then sails away to be free.
Ooh.
So head out for something. It just means to set out for something or someplace. Example, you just missed him. He headed out for school about 10 minutes ago. You just missed him. He headed out, so he left for school about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, 所以 head 在这里注意它是当作动词，表示呢离开去某个地方这样的意思。所以 head out 就是往哪个地方。那我们可以说 head out for 什么东西？比如说呢，刚刚这个 Chris 呢，他就提到 head out for school， 就是往学校这个方向。Okay, now let's continue reading. Robinson travels down the coast of Africa.But gets lost and is running out of food and water. Out of just means he has no food and
exactly.
water.
Exactly. But fortunately, he is rescued by a passing ship bound for Brazil and travels to South America. Fortunately is an adverb. It means receiving or bringing a good thing that was uncertain or unexpected.
Okay, fortunately 呢，其实就是有幸亏或是很幸运的呢，这样子的意思。所以他要去巴西耶 ，Brazil, cool. But we'll find out more about what happens in Brazil tomorrow.
Oh, but we still have time for For You Chat.
Yeah, we do.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question, Chris.Have you traveled overseas before? How was it? If not, where do you want to go?
I have traveled overseas before.
Mm-hmm. How was it? Where?
Well, it was to Taiwan. And I liked it so much, I stayed. And now I live here.
Okay, is there anywhere else you would want to go besides Taiwan?
I would like to go to Croatia.
Wow, can you tell me why?
I had a friend call me there, from there. He called me from there. And he said that riding around on scooters, like in Taiwan, there is really relaxing and the buildings are older than, the buildings here. The temples are old, but everything else is kind of more modern.
I want to go to Egypt and Greece.
I've been to Greece. It's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys have a chat about this question. Okay, have you traveled overseas before?
How was it?
If not,
where do you want to go?
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Robinson Crusoe, a teenager living in Northeast England, is being pressured by his father to study law. Yet Robinson longs instead to travel the seas. His father is not happy with this idea and tells him to lead a safe life.The teenager contemplates this, but he runs away from home and takes a boat to London. Though the boat hits a storm, Robinson continues traveling to London by land. Once in London, he decides to become a sailor. Life is great, but he doesn't always have the best of luck. On one of his voyages, Robinson's ship is boarded by pirates. They capture Robinson and enslave him.Though he works obediently, he waits for a chance to break free. One day, his master asks him to catch fish for lunch. Robinson sees this as his chance to escape. He heads out in a small boat and then sails away to be free. Robinson travels down the coast of Africa, but gets lost and is running out of food and water.Fortunately, he is rescued by a passing ship bound for Brazil and travels to South America. Vocabulary Review.
Long. Having never left his home, the man longed to go to other countries.Pirate. The pirates traveled the ocean, attacked ships, and searched for treasure. obediently. The little boy obediently responded to every request from his teacher. Head out. After packing a bag of snacks, the family headed out to the beach. Fortunately, we missed our flight, but fortunately, there were empty seats on the next one.